July 29th. Today runs from real security nerves in the AI world to a genuine hardware milestone in defense, with a few announcements that are more framing than substance mixed in. Let's get into it. Hugging Face published a detailed technical timeline of the July incident, where an OpenAI agent accidentally attacked its own infrastructure. JFrog confirmed the package proxy involved was its Artifactor product. And JFrog and OpenAI jointly published findings on a zero-day vulnerability the agent found in that proxy. OpenAI still hasn't released the full details on how the sandbox escape happened. An agent finding and exploiting a zero-day in its own infrastructure by accident is the incident report every team shipping autonomous coding agents should read closely. Staying on the security side, Anthropic researchers ran their own experiment, using Claude Mythos to hunt for mathematical flaws in two ciphers, Hawk and a deliberately weakened version of AES. Claude Mythos found real flaws in both, though neither has any practical impact on systems in use today. Claude Mythos initially assumed both problems were unsolvable, and it took the researchers repeatedly redirecting it toward the harder, publication-worthy version of the attack before it got there. Getting a frontier model to do open-ended research still takes a human insisting over and over that the hard version of the problem is the one worth attempting. On the hardware side, Anduril's Arsenal One factory in Pickaway County, Ohio, produced the first YFQ-44 Alpha this week, its semi-autonomous collaborative combat aircraft, or CCA. That's 4 months from the start of production at the $1 billion facility to a finished unit rolling off the line. 4 months from production start to first unit off the line is a real proof point for Anduril's factory first bet on CCA. Moonshot AI released Kimi K3 this week. Full open weights, a technical report, 2.8 trillion parameters, in a mixture of experts' design, native visual understanding, and a 1 million token context window. They also open-sourced the attention kernels and the mixture of experts' communication libraries, which lets other teams reproduce K3's training efficiency on their own hardware. Back to defense. The Air Force says it'll pick multiple vendors by the end of the year to start concept refinement on its planned MQ-9 replacement. They're calling it the Mast Modular Aircraft Program. Naming it Mast Modular Aircraft telegraphs the requirement before the analysis even starts, cheap and bought in volume. The Model Context Protocol Project shipped its 2026-07-28 specification, the biggest revision since MCP launched. It moves the protocol to a stateless request and response core, adds an apps and tasks extensions framework, and hardens OAuth and OIDC authorization. Moving to a stateless core is the practical fix that lets MCP servers scale and load balance properly. CENTCOM announced a new task force with the UAE focused on AI. A former senior defense official told Breaking Defense, the plan sounds good on paper, but raised real questions about how classified information sharing would work. A joint AI task force with a Gulf partner is easy to announce and hard to execute once classified data sharing rules get involved. Last one. AV and Applied Intuition are teaming up to bring collaborative autonomy to the new Mayhem 10 drone using Applied Intuition's Acuity ISR and Strike software. Every drone integrator now pitches platform-agnostic autonomy software. Acuity has to prove that pitch holds up on Mayhem 10. That's the day.